Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. Some 115,000 Syrians have fled fighting in their country to seek shelter in neighboring Jordan, and more are arriving every day. The Hashemite Kingdom already hosts some 100,000 Iraqi refugees. Well, Caritas Jordan says some 200 to 300 Syrians are coming across the border each day, many from the border town of Daraa and from Homs, which has seen some of the worst violence since the uprising began last year. The Catholic Aid Agency is working in collaboration with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, and other charities to distribute clothing, cookware, items for personal hygiene, and other products. Caritas also assists the refugees in providing education for children and health care. Gabby Dow, project creation and funding coordinator for Caritas Jordan, told me that most of the families are Muslim, he says, but that doesn't stop them from knocking on the doors of churches as well as mosques in search of help. While some Jordanians are frustrated by the added burden the refugees place on their society, many, he says, have responded generously by opening their homes and sharing their food with the refugees.
Actually, the majority are coming from Daraa, which is a bordering area with Jordan, next to Ramsar City. And secondly, they are coming from Homs, the troubled area where there are many confrontations and fighting. The main areas they are coming from.
And how are they getting into Jordan? Are they being facilitated by the authorities in Jordan in any way?
Yes. Well, some of them are coming legally, crossing the border, presenting their documents and their passport, and they can get access to Jordan, and, you know, they are welcomed by people whom they know, or they get to know or to get contact with any organizations that can help them in accommodation and other basic needs, whereas others, they are crossing clandestinely without having their legal documents, and they are crossing, you know, through barbed wires and over the fences, and they are crossing through these fences or over them, and they are, you know, received by the Jordanian authorities, mainly soldiers or, you know, people on the border checking officials, and they are referred to or sent to a housing complex where they are temporarily staying. They are questioned about their intentions to come and their backgrounds, and they stay for a while in this housing complex until they legalize the situation and, you know, get clearance from the authorities about their residence in Jordan. So this is, in short, the situation, how the people come to Jordan and how they are received by the authorities.
Now, Caritas Jordan is also cooperating then with the UN Refugee Committee, the UNHCR.
Yes.
How are you cooperating with them?
Yeah, actually, Caritas Jordan is one of the leading organizations that has very good relations with UNHCR and, of course, the government of Jordan. We are now working together on assisting refugees in Mafraq area, because the concentration of refugees in Jordan are in two main areas, in Ramtha and in Mafraq. Actually, we are working with the UNHCR in supplying or giving assistance, humanitarian assistance, to these categories of people who are in Mafraq, supplying with them with heaters, blankets, jerry cans, among other food items, of course, and among other items. So mainly we are providing them with the humanitarian assistance items.
And housing, where are you able to put these people up? Because also Jordan has taken in thousands of Iraqi refugees, so it's quite a burden on the country.
Yeah, it's not, you know, Caritas is not directly involved in providing housing or residences for Iraqis. Syrians in Jordan, but however, the families are cooperating with the Jordanian charity organization, one of the leading organizations that is taking care of the refugees here in Jordan, the Syrian refugees in Jordan, and paying for them the rents. And, well, others who come to Jordan, you know, they are renting houses on their own, or they know some people or relatives they can stay with, and reside, for example. So it doesn't go directly through Caritas. It goes through the, you know, this organization, which is the Hashemite organization.
You've got many volunteers who are working with Caritas, Jordan, who are helping as well. How people spontaneously showing up and saying, you know, we'd like to help?
Actually, we know some of these families are approaching the holy places, for example, churches or mosques. Well, some of them are coming to the church in Mafraq especially, and they ask for assistance from the priest. The priest is telling the volunteers and the Caritas staff who are working there from that place. Caritas has an office there in the Latin church building, and they are receiving people from there. They are directing them, are getting information, and sometimes they are visiting them in their houses to get more information about their living conditions and to direct them where to go or where to ask for assistance, for example. So this is the way it goes.
So many of these refugees are also Christians coming over the border from Syria?
Well, no Christians are, you know, mostly they are Muslims, Muslim families.
How have the people in Jordan reacted to all these refugees coming over? I mean, they've already got something like 100,000 Iraqi refugees there.
Yeah, well, there are, you know, people are in different, they have different opinions about this. Some of them agree with this, saying that this will add new burden on the government, governmental scanty resources, and it will affect the Jordanians with their living in terms of, you know, water, electricity, sanitation. While others, they are welcoming these people and either giving them a room or a place where they can stay or share them the food and the meals they are cooking. So it differs from one family to another, and there are different opinions about their, you know, coming or arriving to Jordan.
Have you heard any of the stories of how these refugees have escaped or what happened to them back in Syria?
Well, the stories are talking about the people who are fleeing the you know, the fighting and the bad living conditions in their countries, and some of them managed to escape from, you know, from prisons, and or either they were released and after they were tortured and treated badly. And mostly those are people who were directly affected or people who participated in the demonstrations on the protests that are chased or pursued by the Syrian authorities. So the stories talks about families who are coming, sometimes with the father of the family come with them, and sometimes they leave them in Jordan and goes back to Syria, and some of them are coming all together, and, you know, with the children who have barely, you know, resources to live on, and they ask for resources and for assistance from Jordanian society, for example.
In Lebanon, which is on the other side of the border with Syria, we've seen isolated reports of violence between those supporting President Assad's regime and those against him, who are also helping to arm the Syrian resistance. Are Jordanians concerned that the violence might spill over into your own country?
Well, I don't think there are any signs or intentions that this will happen in Jordan, because mostly, deeply, Jordanians are with the revolution, or let's say the protest in Syria. They are mostly, the Jordanian people are with the people of Syria. And because, you know, mostly the people who are, let's say it in that way, the people who are affected by this are mostly the Sunni, who are, you know, belong to the Jordanian people, who they are mostly, of course, they are belonging to the Sunni sect, and that's why they are, you know, sympathizing with them. And I don't think there will be a way, or, you know, there will be signs for fighting between Jordanians because of the Syrians or what is happening in Syria.
What are the greatest needs right now of the refugees who are in Jordan? And does Caritas have any specific needs that you'd like to ask for donor assistance for?
Yeah, as I told you, apart from the humanitarian assistance or the humanitarian items that we are providing in addition to other NGOs and CBOs, they are asking for cash assistance, which is mostly important for them in order to rent houses and to get what they want from basic needs and commodities. And, of course, education of their children is also essential, which is partly or it's taken care of by the Jordanian authorities in cooperation with UNICEF and other organizations that is taking care of the children, refugees in Jordan. So cash assistance is one of the basic or the most important need they are asking for, apart from other, you know, needs, basic needs. Medical assistance is also, yes, needed, and is taken care also partially by Caritas from people who are coming to visit the place or the Caritas premises in Mafraq. They are either directed to Amman or to Zarqa to get medical treatment or through other NGOs who are operating in this regard and providing medical assistance to Syrian refugees.
Gabby Dow is Project Creation and Funding Coordinator for Caritas Jordan.